I can tell you all the reasons why, but I'll tell you what. Why don't let me just tell you what to do? Make a list of everybody you know and don't prejudge anybody. And just get them all the success secrets they don't want you to know about CD with the letter. That's it. Just do that, okay? It will work, okay? Some people are going to have no interest. Some people are going to want to listen to your wish. Some people listen to your wish will want to get into gin. Some won't. Some of those people who join won't do anything. Some will. Some aren't going to be superstars in the beginning. Some will develop into that way. Some of these people will never develop into superstars, but they may know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that does. And that's how you get rich. Go one step at a time, slowly. Just do it. Don't try to figure out a shortcut. Stop trying to figure out the shortcuts. Just go one step at a time. You will get there. One step at a time. Make a list of everybody that just follow step one in the 8-step pattern for success in the How to Get Started Fast album. That's where you start with your prospects or your hot leads. Start there. Start there. You got enough people. And then thirdly, the new people you meet. And when you meet new people, start developing a relationship. First, even for an hour or so. Sometimes it's a day or two before you give them the success secrets they don't want you to know about CD. If you just meet a brand new person, rather than just shove that CD down their throat, why don't you get to know the guy first? Like, find out what his name is, you know? Use the information in those books. It's going to help you develop in relationships. And remember, it's not who this guy is right now. It's who he could become. And secondly, it's not his abilities. He may never be the superstar, but maybe they know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody who turns out to be the superstar. Stop trying to be a psychic and figure out this guy's good, that guy, no. Yes. You'll always pick wrong. Trust me, you'll always pick wrong. Let me tell you an interesting story. Years ago, when I sold Mega Memory on television, we offered to the people that called in to buy Mega Memory for $10 a CD called How to Make $10,000 a Month as a Certified Memory Master. We said, if you want to make money with Kevin Trudeau in the memory training business, you can buy this CD for $10 called How to Make $10,000 a Month as a Certified Memory Master. Would you like it? Yes. A lot of people got that cassette. And on that cassette, I said, if you want to be a certified memory master, you have to pay $3,000. You get, for that $3,000, a 2-day seminar in Las Vegas. All your expenses are your own. In those 2 days, I'm going to teach you how to sell and market Mega Memory and make anywhere from $500,000 a year on up without ever leaving your home. And I'm going to give you 30 different ways of marketing and selling the Mega Memory course. I had 300 people that came to that seminar. And I looked around and I got the people that signed up and I had them send in a form with all their credentials and a kind of a resume. And I went through and I had investment bankers, I had business owners, I had people that owned 4 or 5 franchises. Most of the people were millionaires or incredibly successful. And I went through this whole package of data. When I showed up in the seminar, people were dressed up in suits and ties, and they looked great, and they looked professional, and they had great business backgrounds, they had great personal skills. They had professional notepads where they took notes. This is a very sophisticated group of people, with the exception of one guy. This one guy had sandals on and shorts and a t-shirt. He was bankrupt. He had filed bankruptcy a few months earlier, was living in his mother-in-law's house, had absolutely no money at all. Find out later that he actually convinced my brother to loan him the $3,000 to go to the seminar. He went to that seminar, and of all the people in that room, I can tell you right now, I didn't know who was going to take advantage of what I was offering, but I certainly knew one guy wasn't. that guy with the flip-flops and the shorts.